Uniform Justice by Donna Leone, read by David Colaci.
Chapter 1. Thirst woke him. It was not the healthy thirst that follows three sets of tennis or a day spent skiing, thirst that comes slowly. It was the grinding, relentless thirst that comes of the body's desperate attempt to replenish liquids that have been displaced by alcohol. He lay in his bed, suddenly awake, covered with a thin film of sweat, his underwear damp and clinging. At first he thought he could outwit it, ignore it, and fall back into the sodden sleep from which his thirst had prodded him. He turned on his side, mouth open on the pillow, and pulled the covers up over his shoulder. But much as his body craved more rest, he could not force it to ignore his thirst, nor the faint nervousness of his stomach. He lay there, inert and utterly deprived of will, and told himself to go back to sleep. For some minutes he succeeded, but then a church bell somewhere towards the city poked him back to consciousness. The idea of liquid seeped into his mind, a glass of sparkling mineral water, its sides running with condensation, the drinking fountain in the corridor of his elementary school, a paper cup filled with Coca-Cola. He needed liquid more than anything life had ever presented to him as desirable or good. Again, he tried to force himself to sleep, but he knew he had lost, and now had no choice but to get out of bed. He started to think about which side of bed to get out of, and whether the floor of the corridor would be cold. But then he pushed all of these considerations aside as violently as he did his blankets and got to his feet. His head throbbed and his stomach registered resentment of its new position.